The sixth element is willingness to relinquish judgmentalism and opinion about what is observed.
That is probably the hardest, because you see, our society itself is intrinsically narcissistic. The rights of free speech and all that kind of thing. It's like everybody feels obligated to get out there and to tell you how they feel about things. You know, in reality, who cares what you feel about it? Nobody cares at all, really, what you think or feel about it actually is a reality. Nobody really gives a whit what you think or feel about it. I'll tell you why, because they care about what they think or feel about it. They don't really care what you think about it. In fact, the only thing you do is add fodder to their mill. So they can tell you how they think and feel about how you think and feel. And of course, that you see in the news media every night. So the idea is that being truthful and integrous, you can't win, see? You have to manipulate it. So we were saying the consciousness level of America has dropped. That's one of the reasons. The political dishonesty and the dominance of the media, which displays it all, and the seduction of all of that, you see? That plus relativism, which allows it all to happen and have its blessing. If truth is no different than falsehood, though, then you can lie your head off and not feel guilty about it. You can say there is no such thing as absolute reality and no such thing as truth, and that everything is relative, then you can avoid all kinds of guilt and you can be a narcissistic flower all your life, you see, without any responsibility. They're projecting narcissism onto everything. They're projecting their own narcissism onto everything. The fact that a person fulfills a potential, you see, they don't see any other motivation. There are many motivations that have nothing to do with that whatsoever. There is motivations having to do with merely being that which you are. Let's say you get out and you run like crazy, like a mad rabbit, and you have the capacity to do that. No, not everybody has that great a body to do that. So another person could create music because it's the fulfillment of a potential. So there's many motivations other than gain. There is fulfilling one's destiny. So there is a pleasure in being all that you can be to the greatest extent you can be. And that's a spiritual satisfaction of potentiality becoming an actuality. The fulfillment of, let's say, a promise, a premise with which you were created. So the human being is created with the capacity for the evolution of consciousness and the development of spiritual awareness. So the fulfillment of that potentiality then is like the acknowledgement of a divine gift of the potentiality of life itself. And there is a gratification that comes from a knowingness of having fulfilled one's destiny. But I understand also what the critic says about it, that altruism and humanitarianism can also be accompanied by egocentricity. Oh, look what a great donor I am. I've given my millions to the poor, etc. Yes, and that does also happen, how great a humanitarian they are, etc. But the two things can coincide. You can, on the one hand, be the integrous fulfillment of your potential, and then the ego can also chime in and try to play off of it. And, of course, that's so-called spiritual pride. So people become holier than thou. The spiritual pride. So people become proud of their humility. That's true, yeah. Look how humble I am, etc. That's the whole sandals and ash cloth and ashes and stuff. I live on betel nuts and wander through the forest.
The seventh is identifying with the field rather than with the content of the field.
It has to do with identify with context. To see you are that within which the phenomena perceived to be occurring. That you are not the content, you are the field. What is the infinite field of your ultimate reality? And that is consciousness itself. So you're not the content of consciousness, you are consciousness. Without consciousness, you would not even be aware that you exist. Now that's very interesting. Do you know that below 200 people and animals do not really realize they exist? They are, but they do not comprehend that they are. A rabbit is, but it doesn't comprehend that it is. It's only over level 200 that you comprehend that you are.
The eighth element is proceeding with certainty and confidence by accepting that enlightenment is one's destiny, not a goal, wish, or hope. rejecting the notion that enlightenment is a gain and understanding it is a condition that ensues as a consequence of decision, intention, and devotional dedication consequent to both karma and divine grace.
To avoid spiritual ego, you stop seeing it as something to be accomplished, won, or succeeding at. You become that way because you're attracted to being that way, and not because you're driven by a goal. You become more loving when you let go of the limitations, the things that block it. The person doesn't say, well, I think I'm going to become more loving, you know what I mean? Well, what are you going to do on Monday about it? Well, let's see. Now, you try to remove the obstacles to it, judgmentalism and various attachments and aversions. And as you let go of the blocks, then one is drawn. So that's one's destiny. So people that are interested in spiritual work are really responding to an inner knowingness that karmically they are destined to reach higher levels of awareness. When I look out at a lecture class, and we do the arm on it, we'll say, what percentage of this class is destined for enlightenment? We get the all arm. Why? Who else would be in the class except people who are destined for enlightenment and how to reach enlightenment? Who would be in a class on golfing unless they are planning to go out on the green and golf? It's because there's an inner knowingness that you're attracted. And that knowingness doesn't care what's involved. It just keeps pulling you like a current in that direction.
And the ninth and final central element of seriously committed inner spiritual work is avoiding glamorizing or aggrandizing the endeavor or its destination and relying instead on devotion for its own sake.
It's like appreciating beauty for its own sake, not because by appreciating beauty you're going to become something better or more accomplished. To see the intrinsic value of a thing and to prize it and value it because of its inner perfection. This is easier and easier as you go on, because as you let go of blocks to it, you see the perfection and the beauty of all things. And through revelation, the absolute perfection and the essence of divinity and all that exists shines forth with a stunning radiance. It's so stunning it leaves the mind silent. The mind doesn't really talk anymore. You have to give it some talkingness in order to interact with the world. So that's the persona. So the persona writes all this because it's that which intervenes. It's a capacity that emerges that the self with a capital S can relate and converse and communicate with the world. But it's a capacity that develops of its own. You don't decide to do that. From an inner silence and no capacity to communicate one's state to the world, the capacity to interact with the world reemerges in a new acquired form. And it's an energy pattern. It's an energy. It's not who you really are, but it is a consequence of who you are. This capacity develops within the field of consciousness itself autonomously. You don't decide, I think I'll develop the capacity to learn how to communicate with the world again. It emerges as a consequence of a potentiality becoming an actuality. So if you're destined, most people, when they reach these states, leave. Most people leave. And I remember when, at that level, what the world calls Satchitananda, it was a very invitational to leave. And at each succeeding level, you again have the opportunity. It's almost invitational. It's how to explain it. Almost invitational to leave. There's no necessity to stay. So unless there's some higher purpose in one staying, one would leave. For many centuries, there was nobody calibrated over 600. Most of the people, when they get to 600, leave. And at 700, they again leave. And at 850, they certainly all leave. And I don't know how anybody stays to the top. It can be. It's because something else dominates one's existence. Certainly the personal self is not choosing it because it wouldn't have any interest in that.